cancer,
galluses.
Okay. You called anything else?
Suspenders.
On a day outside when it's real rainy, you open something up to...
Umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing that you put on a bed when you're making it up?
Spread.
Any other terms you would call it for that fancy top cover?
Well, I always call them a spread.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Then when it's winter time and it's cooler as it is now, what extra thing do you put on the bed for warmth?
Blankets.
Okay.
I'm gonna cover.
Okay. Anything else you might call it that's pieced together in the old-fashioned way? Your wife may have made these.
There it goes on the bed.
For extra warmth.
Well, you could put a robe.
Okay, but it's something like a blanket, though, but it's more homemade.
Would
you call it a quilt?
Quilt. Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Sometimes when children come to visit, I know I used to do this at my grandmother's, they'd make a makeshift sleeping place.
Talk about this house where I was born, north and south. We could open the back doors and windows and be hot as the devil about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We want a light blanket over it.
Yeah,
that's good for a child. Mm-hmm. And that used to, one thing that we'd get all screwed up in the bed. In other words, we had to, he called us sleep straight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in my old age, one of my brothers told me one time, said I'd rather sleep with a jackass than sleep with you. But we did. With a pad. It kept your posture.
That's right.
You're not going to sleep on your side unless you're tired. You're going to sleep on your back.
Right. Another subject area here we might talk about the outside. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass?
A pasture.
Okay. Suppose if there was some land that had hard water standing in it for a good part of the time, what would you call that?
Stagnant water.
Okay, anything else? Maybe like a...
hard water?
Uh-huh.
In other words,
That just had water standing in it.
That'd be a slough.
Okay.
That's what we'd call it.
Uh-huh. What about a place where salt hay grows, particularly along the sea? You had any name for that? Where salt hay would grow. Salt hay.
Salt hay.
Right, particularly along the sea. Would you have any name for that?
The seagrass.
Would you call it maybe a marsh?
Yes, you could.
How would you say that?
That'd be a lagoon.
We could speak about different kinds of soils that you have in the field. Suppose that you had one kind of soil that was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
That's part clay and part sand.
Mm-hmm.
You call that sandy loam land, I think that's what they call it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's one name for it.
Mm-hmm. And clay soil, sand soil, you could call it that.
What would you call the thing that you're digging, say when you want to drain land out there and you dig a long kind of a...
You get a little canal, a ditch is what we call them in this country.
Okay. Now say you've got a stream of water that's cut a real deep and narrow valley in the woods or in the field. Would you have any name for that?
A ravine.
And say there's been a real heavy rainfall. The rain was cut out of channel across the field. What might you call that place?
The rain has cut a channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call that sort of a
flood. Okay. Did you ever call it a gully?
Oh, gully. Yeah.
Okay.
Cut a new gully, then a gully across the field.
would you call a small stream of water?
A branch.
Any other terms for it?
Well, a small stream of water in this country, folks already call them little branches.
Okay, maybe something a little bit larger than that?
A creek.
Okay. Could you name some of the streams in the area around here?
Hog Branch, Little Lever,